Hello, hello, hello.
I thought we were doing this whole episode in golf talk.
We are now.
This is going to be a really exciting podcast today.
Anyways, this is section 119.
I wish Jim Nance was one of our hosts.
I don't, because then we wouldn't have a job. They'd just like, we just let him talk.
Yeah, but it'd be a lot better.
True.
Jim Nance is, he's pretty good. He knows what he's doing.
Anyways, welcome to the Jim Nance Show, brought to you by Section 119 Sports. We are the Aggie Radio Sports Show, talking about Aggie Radio Sports, and apparently Jim Nance
today. We're filling in for Jim Nance, because he can't be with us, because he's doing important things.
Speak for yourself, I'm filling in for Tony Romo right now. So, anyways, we got a good podcast show heading for you to, straight to you today.
Hey, Phil Sims, you found a job yet? Because we can hire, we'll pay you like $5.
Let me get some crickets out of my phone here in just a minute. Okay, we've got a good show about some tennis, some softball, and pretty much whatever other Aggie sports were kind of in the news this week. A little bit of basketball maybe. And yeah, that's about it. It's kind of slowing down, but
basically
got some good stuff actually.
If you weren't aware, it's about time you got aware. We have a very, 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 very good shot of capturing two Mountain West titles with our spring teams. So,
which means we triple our amount of Mountain West titles.
Yep. We have one.
So. And one of those pretty much will lock up pretty much as an automatic bid to the NCAA championships because they don't have a tournament.
Yeah, so we'll get to that as we move along in this podcast.
But we're going to start off with one of those possibly probable Mountain West championships.
Where are we going to start, Daniel? Spin the wheel.
Football.
Football, yes. The football team who has a very good shot at winning.
Softball.
Oh. I thought it was going to be football.
Yeah, that's like a couple decades down the road. Anyways, softball has been, I feel like we say this every year, but every week. I mean, but softball's killing it.
Yeah. They
at least two-thirds of
them. I don't know like who they pissed off, but they have a curse where they just can't win the third game of their series. They've won every single Mountain West series that they've played, which by my count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series in the Mountain West that they've played, and they've won all of them. And they're all three-game series, so they've taken at least two of the three games, but they always lose the third game of the series. It's kind of weird. I think maybe
at first I thought it was just like a you know, Utah State more, you know, Sunday thing, because they always played one on Sunday, and they played one on a Saturday, so that kind of squashed that one.
I don't know, like this last weekend they go to Colorado State, they win the first game 6-2, win the second game 4-0, so both pretty decisive, and then they lose on Saturday 3-0. So I think maybe it's a result of there's two really good pitchers on the team, and that's really it, not a very deep bullpen, and so maybe the arms start to wear out by the third game of the series. I don't know, but still, Mountain West standings are looking good for the Aggies. They got a real good shot to bring home a championship.
Yeah, the bullpen and starting rotation, the depth there, probably doesn't bode well for NCAA tournament, a deep run there maybe. I mean, you're going to be
even then,
they'll be playing Kelly White a lot there, and those two good pitchers. But
even then, though, they don't put them through the ringer in the NCAA. Like, they're already playing three games in 3 days. You know, sometimes doubleheaders, and so it doesn't really like pick up in the NCAA tournament.
It doesn't. But I mean, once we get into like the like super high nationally, where they can actually match up with those pitchers. But in the Mountain West, I don't think we really have that. So I mean, right now we've got two good pitchers, which can really overpower much of the Mountain West lineup. Like you're saying, after that it's a little bit more of a toss-up whether or not we're able to compete. But that is in and of itself, I think, a terrific showing for softball, to just be able to actually put out two highly skilled, dominating players, and really what's this first year of a massive turnaround.
What I'm going to say is that, you know, last week we talked a little bit about the history of Utah State softball and how dreadful they were for decades and decades. And like you said, this is really the first year that they have a good team. I still think they got a really good shot to make a little bit of noise in the tournament. They're just such a good team. BYU came in here nationally ranked. They had barely lost to the number three team in the country, Oregon, 1-0. And so hung in very, you know, toe-to-toe with the number three team in the country. And then we go up and really had a pretty solid shot to beat BYU had it not been for a gaffe in putting in the wrong pitcher at one point in the game. But
well, also, we also didn't start with our ace, and so that kind of put a little dent into it also.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, though, about depth, and once we get to the tournament, that may come out. But, I mean, first thing is qualifying for the tournament, and as Trevor kind of said, in the Mountain West, there's no softball tournament, which I just think is one of the stupidest, most terrible ideas in the world. I hate that so bad. It's the same way with volleyball. Really, really hate it. Most of the coaches hate it. Most of the players hate it. I don't understand it, why you wouldn't just, you know, have all the teams go compete, spend a weekend in Vegas and duke it out. But so the regular season champ gets the automatic berth to the NCAA tournament. Well, Utah State right now, they've got 3 Mountain West series left, so 9 Mountain West games, as does every other team. And currently sitting at 10-4, the next best team, San Jose State and San Diego State at 7-5, so pretty sizable lead over those guys. But 2 of the next 3 series are San Jose State and San Diego State. So,
but judging by what we kind of went and did with like Fresno State, some of the other higher ups of the conference, Boise, I think I'd like our chances there. We've done well in at least winning the series there, and that's all it really takes from here on out. If we can continue that streak of series wins, we're looking at a national. Well, actually, if we did win all of our series from here on out, we would be winning a national championship. But at least regular season,
technically,
we're looking at a Mountain West champ and national tournament berth, which I'm not sure anybody would have been thinking that before the season.
No. I mean, they were picked preseason to finish 4th out of 9 teams in the Mountain West. Right now, they're pretty convincingly the top team. And then, look, I mean, I'm not going to go over all the numbers again, but you look over the history of this team and just dreadful, awful, awful, awful years for decades in this program's history. The fact that they've been able to elevate themselves and sit on top of the Mountain West, which is a really good softball conference, by the way, and currently be in the running and looking good for a tournament bid in the championship, pretty remarkable. You think about how many, you know, we've been in the Mountain West for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah, 4 or 5.
And have one championship to show for it out of all of our teams, men's, women's. I mean, well, you got to have 12 or 13 teams, and we have one championship to show for it in all those seasons.
And that's only a regular season title as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty big feat. And for the softball team to be the one that looks like they could make it number 2, that'd be awesome, man. I'm excited. 2 huge series. Back-to-back for the softball team this weekend and then next weekend. This weekend against New Mexico. Well, first they got Weber State on Wednesday. I don't know if Weber State's any good, but that won't matter anyway. So this weekend against New Mexico and then the following weekend against San Diego State. Both of those at home, both of those Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, and I was kind of saying earlier how I don't think we have too much of a shot in the national tournament or whatever. I'll rephrase that and say that maybe as we get deeper in there, it's going to be harder. But, I mean, we've talked before, Utah State has one of the best offenses in the country. And it has the ability, we've seen it several times in conference play, where they can just hang up 12 runs on somebody, no problem. If the offense is clicking, you've got Kelly White pitching or
April Brown.
There's a shot for some... For a nice run?
I really 100% believe they've got a decent shot. And when that comes around, I mean, of course, assuming that Utah State does continue to fare well in conference play and does qualify for that, we'll talk a little bit more about it and what the odds actually look like for them. But they're a good team. They are a legitimately very, very good team.
And speaking of very, very legitimately good teams... If we get to 2 Mountain West titles with... Actually, would softball get it first or would the second team get it first?
It would be tennis.
Dude, spoiler alert.
Hate to spoil it here for you.
Dude, I was trying to leave a cliffhanger.
Well, the regular season.
Yeah.
I believe it would be.
Regular season is would be tennis. But since softball doesn't really have a postseason and tennis does, they might get like the total title, I guess,
first. So the tennis championship goes up until – so the winner will be crowned on the 30th of April, while the softball will be the 7th of May. So,
but maybe Utah State could clinch that before the 30th, and therefore they would pretty much have the
regular title season already. I guess that is true.
So technically, we could have four championships within the next couple weeks because tennis has both a regular season title and a postseason title.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count as four championships.
It kind of would. I mean, we counted last year's regular season title from them.
Yeah, it's more of that if they're split, then there's two different championships for the sport, for the conference. But if it's the same winner for both, it's just one championship and they're the outright.
I count it as two.
But I see what you're saying, and I like the optimism.
So people just like to pad the stats.
Exactly. I am Russell Westbrook here, padding the stats for Utah State championship numbers.
And by the way, I think that our football team captured the spring title.
We were
undefeated.
The spring
Mountain West championship.
But we were also winless.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Can't argue with the logic there. Anyways, tennis, another one where we come here weekly and just say, tennis is killing it. They killed it again, and they had the rest of the conference really kind of fall right in their favors. You had, I think last week we were talking about New Mexico and how we dropped the final home game of the season, which was a really disappointing loss given that Utah State was undefeated, 9-match winning streak. And now all of a sudden, New Mexico had the inside track to a title. Both New Mexico and Utah State had two matches this week. New Mexico went winless. Utah State won both. And so now Utah State's 5-1 in the conference. And then you got Fresno and UNLV, who are both 4-2. But Utah State's already beaten them. New Mexico's now 3-3. And Utah State only has one match left, and that's against Boise State, who's one of the lesser teams in the conference this year.
Essentially, and as long as, I mean, unless I'm, like, misunderstanding anything here, every team has one more game left to play in the Mountain West play. Utah State has a one-game lead over Fresno and UNLV, who they've already beat. So unless there's some sort of a weird tiebreaker that I'm not aware of, Utah State has essentially clinched the Mountain West championship already. And this last game that they have is against Boise, who is the worst team in the Mountain West by a long ways. 1-5 overall, 1-5 in the conference, 5-22 overall.
Yeah, and Boise last year was actually one of the best teams in the conference, but then lost everybody, and just I don't really know what happened with the program there. But you look at this last game of the season, last match, and it's also a really good setup for the conference tournament because Utah State is going to be up at Boise, which is where the conference tournament is going to be the week following, which is really good, I think, for the Aggies because they haven't really done well in the tournament. They've been a 1 seed last year and a 2 seed the year before that, and they've yet to make it out of the first round. So getting a little bit of familiarity up there and hopefully going in with a good win is going to be huge just for their confidence level, I think.
Yeah, should be good for them. Usually going to Boise is a bad thing. Like,
well, yeah, it is.
Just it, overall in but life. But, I mean,
if you're going to go to Boise, you might as well go to Seattle. And on the way there, stop by California.
Yeah, it's quite the road trip.
It is. California's in between Boise and Seattle. Shouting out a previous episode of the show, of the Jim Nance show brought to you by Section 119 Sports.
We need a sponsor. Jim. Who would be, like, a good sponsor for this show?
Herm's?
Herm's Inn. The Section 119 brought to you by Herm's Inn. No, the Jim Nance show featuring Section 119 brought to you by Herm's Inn.
Starring Tony Romo's replacement.
Maybe like Taco Bell. Actually, no, they've already got their naming rights on the Boise State's basketball arena.
I'm so glad we're a podcast so we don't have to like go by all these rules by everybody else. Like, you can't
stupid
mention
FCC violations.
Like, you can't mention another company. Like, you can't do any of that stuff because I want to do that stuff. And if I say that we're going to be sponsored by Herm's or Taco Bell,
I can tell you that Herm's is the best damn food I've ever had, and so go eat it, and I won't get in trouble by the FCC.
Especially because nobody's listening to our podcast anyways. If you are listening to us, we love you. But we also kind of wonder what the heck you're doing.
Just really love the Aggie sports, man.
Apparently.
Gotta love it. Yeah, so tennis, really good shot against Boise this weekend. If they win that, they've got the Mountain West title wrapped up, at least regular season. Honestly, I think they've already got it wrapped up anyways, but maybe I'm wrong there. I mean, by all like clear accounts, it looks like it.
It looks like it, and at the same time, Boise State, like, we should win that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to, like, doubles, I think we should take that point easily. And then right now, Jack, Kai, Sergio Bakur, actually, which is, like, give that guy some love. He's a freshman on the squad. He's the only one that's really been playing. And he's 5-0 against Mountain West opponents.
Boom.
So, I mean.
Got some youth, too. Yeah.
And I think he's, like, playing at, like, the 5 spot. So, I mean, granted, not, like, opponents' best players, but still, 5-0 as a freshman. It's going to be great to see that when, like, Swindells, of course, leaves this after this year because he's a senior. He's going to be missed majorly by the program. But you can already see the program being built where there's already a guy going to be stepping in. Serrano's a sophomore. Kai and Jaime are going to be seniors next year. But it's in a good spot. Another Mountain West championship should put him in an even better spot for recruiting, for everything. I mean, this is... If they laid out a plan 5 years of where they wanted to be, this is exactly where it was. And now they just got to go out and finish off with Boise and go finish off a tournament, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hopefully they'll be able to do that. Women's tennis, so they're going to be in action this weekend here in Logan. They've got Boise State coming to town, who they're going to play on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., They're doing pretty well. I was able to get out to a few minutes of their match on Sunday. They were playing against Idaho. I don't know if Idaho's any good, but swept them 4-0. Utah State currently just 1-3 in Mountain West play, so sitting towards the bottom of Mountain West standings, but still a few Mountain West games to go. Able to climb up there a little bit, and really the tournament's where it matters, and it seems like they're starting to heat up a bit. Yeah, this is a team, least, though.
This was a team that's kind of just like... supposed to be kind of middle of the road, so I mean they've had actually a decent year in regards to that, and like you said, hopefully that they can just kind of piece it together here at the end of the year.
Well, and this is a team that looking at the makeup of the team, and like if I were to bet on one team to make a meteoric rise in the next couple of years, I think it's women's tennis. They have only 2 seniors this year that are leaving the program, tons of freshmen on the squad, and they're still doing pretty well and holding their own. And I think that just with the rise of men's tennis and some of these other I honestly feel like the Olympic sports bolster the other Olympic sports. Like if softball and volleyball and gymnastics start to do well, that tennis will start to do well.
Well, like we were talking about like last week with like the new facilities and everything, it takes a while for that to like really kind of make it through the masses to like all recruits and stuff. So because you go back a couple years ago, I mean, men's tennis, women's tennis, they were all still really bad, but they still had the good facilities. No recruits really, I think, took notice of that yet until we were able to get gymnastics was really starting to go. I think that was the first one. And then, of course, you have men's tennis, women's tennis, softball. Baseball's always been good, but I don't think do club teams have access to, like...
No. Yeah. No, they don't have access to any USU facilities.
But anyways, they've been... shining the spotlight, and the spotlight just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, well, and back to the point of what I was saying is that, like, just this team is very young, starting to get better, and I feel like especially, like, with the men's and women's team, I feel like as the men's tennis is all of a sudden, you know, a top 40 team, probably going to win a Mountain West championship, hopefully do well postseason-wise out of the Mountain West. The women's tennis team, I think it's just going to continue to get better and better as well. So I think that, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, they're probably going to be fighting for Mountain West Championship as well. The future's so bright for every Utah State sport.
Over under for the next 5 years. Let's say 10 Mountain West titles for the next 5 years overall sports.
I'd take under. That's a lot. I mean, in 5 years we've gotten one.
Well, yeah, we got one, but they were all kind of bad when we came in. So now they're all pretty good.
10, I'd set the line maybe about 5, 6. But, I mean, you do have softball, who's probably going to be right in the mix for the next at least 2 or 3 years. I mean, their best hitter and their best pitcher are both freshmen.
Yeah.
You've got the women's basketball team who, I don't know if they'll necessarily be in that contention for next year, but the year after that, I think they've got a, I mean, they had the youngest starting lineup in the country last year. So they've got a pretty good shot, I think, eventually to be in the running. Men's tennis, I don't see their reign ending in the next year or two. Women's tennis, I think they're just going to get better.
Like I'm kind of looking at it because I was thinking about it in my head like for 5 seconds before I said 10. If we could get like 3 from men's tennis and softball over the next 5 years, like each, then that's 4 for like a gymnastics.
Well, or that's women's not tennis. Mountain West, no. So.
Well, I just mean conference championships, I guess.
They won't. I mean,
I can see it. I mean, yeah. If Boise State kind of comes down a bit and we continue going up, it's not, I wouldn't say it's not feasible to get one maybe over the next 5 years. And then you look at it, women's tennis could get one, women's basketball, golf maybe even, like.
Not as long as UNLV's in the conference.
Okay. Mr. Pessimistic.
I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but I'm just going to tell you, we're not going to get 10 Mountain West championships in the next 5 years. We're just not.
McBitch bet?
Any day of the week.
5-year McBitch bet right here.
5 years down the road, you're going to be taking me to McDonald's.
McBitch bet! That's our version of like the How I Met Your Mother bet. Instead of slaps, we just hand out.
Hey, let's throw it a juicy, slap bet.
Juicy sandwiches and McDoubles and spicy McChickens just so, sandwiched together.
On April 18th of 2022, we're going to be sitting at a McDonald's on the 85th floor of the new skyscraper in Logan, Utah, eating McDonald's that you're paying for.
Yep. And by then, it'll probably be like $5 for a McBitch.
Okay.
And it'll actually be on the menu.
I'll even give you this. If any of these teams win a national title, that covers all 5.
Done. Done.
Or, I'm sorry, all 10. One national title.
Come on, men's tennis. You got this to national title. You can beat Virginia or Wake Forest and everybody else there.
If you could have... Okay, there's an obvious answer here. Football and basketball. But let's take football and basketball out of the equation. If you could have a Utah State national championship in any sport, not football or basketball, what would it be?
Any sport?
Any sport, not football or basketball.
Volleyball.
That's an interesting one.
That'd be a fun one to watch.
I may be siding with you there.
I might.
Are you barring women's basketball or just men's?
Yeah, I'm going to bar women's basketball as well.
Yeah, women's basketball would be
like I think a good that, one. I think that would be my top choice. But we'll say both basketballs and football are out.
If both basketballs and football are out, I would say either softball or tennis, men's tennis.
Really?
Softball would be fun just because, I mean, like you go to like the like Omaha and whatever for the College World Series, like that's actually a fun atmosphere.
I think softball would be a lot. I think that'd be really cool to have a national championship.
Men's tennis, I say that because you could savor that moment. The thing with like tennis matches, like you can tell you're gonna win a tennis match for a while. So we could sit there for like
maybe sometimes.
Yeah, maybe it might come down to like a 4-3 nail biter. But if we're up like 3-1 or something, we've got like a couple matches that are going good, we could be there like celebrating like we're about to win a national championship for like up to an hour maybe before it actually happens.
I tell you what,
that'd be awesome in my mind.
I don't care what the sport is, if it's like women's tennis, not to put anything against women's tennis, if any Utah State sport is going to a national championship, I'll go.
Unless it's like
I'd go to Omaha
handball or
yeah no I mean like a like an actual school sport, like I would go to Omaha to watch a softball championship just to see Utah State playing a national championship. I'm actually gonna differ from you guys here, and this isn't like believe it or not, this isn't just to cover all the bases. I think gymnastics, that would be really
I was
cool.
kind of thinking that.
They I mean they broadcast you know the national tournament on ESPN, and I actually caught a little bit of it this last weekend. And just, like, how incredibly good those national championship teams are. We're talking about teams that are made up of almost entirely Olympians. And, like, to be at that level and that good that you could capture a national championship, that would be pretty sweet.
That was kind of one thing I was thinking, because, like, We saw Oklahoma when like we were when we were playing them, and like they finished like 198.5,
and they won the national championship,
like, something like that. Yeah, so I mean, just unbelievably difficult stuff that they're just pulling off like it's nothing. So
I just I think that a packed spectrum for like one of the top gymnastics teams in the country would be so fun.
See, that's the thing. I'd almost trade like a national championship. Like if we could do a hypothetical trade, I'd trade the national championship for just every sport, just having a full audience at every single game.
Yeah.
Because like the national championship be cool, and like that sport, it would be, of course, like that be filled capacity all the time. But just having like going to like a softball game or a tennis match or something, you have not just like the 25 people that are there for some of them, but like you have several hundred at least.
Well, this transfers over to what Trevor was saying too with volleyball. If volleyball had a packed Estes Center for every game, those games would be insane. Volleyball is so fun to watch.
How quickly do you think they transferred over to the Spectrum if they were selling out every single game?
Oh, I think that they would. Yeah, well, I think if they were selling out the Estes Center.
They're pretty packed in there most of the time. They're not like fully packed. There's a little bit more, but they are.
It's a couple hundred at least. Like it's.
Yeah, it looks a lot more packed than a women's volleyball game, basketball game.
Yeah,
I should say. And even though there's probably about the same amount of people there,
they typically announce around 1,000. Which, I'll be honest, that's never even close. But
yeah,
it's probably closer to 500-600 for most games.
But imagine but like, if that's
seriously just a packed. If they moved over to the Spectrum and had 10,000 people in the seats, or 9,900, or whatever, however many people fit in there, for a volleyball game, that would be insane. I know, like, I get it's a long shot, and people don't really care about the non-big-time sports, but, man, I love watching volleyball.
Do you guys think people would care if, like, somebody like volleyball did go and, like, win a national championship now? Like,
I think so.
Like, you think, like, the next season after that, like, it'd be packed, and they'd, like, be able to fill... Probably not completely, but pretty close, at least a couple thousand in the Spectrum. Do you think they could do that?
I think so. Just from what I've seen with, like, how when Utah State, when the smaller sports have success and, like, they start to get really good, how the crowds grow and grow. We saw it with women's soccer last year. They weren't expected to do anything. And then all of a sudden, like, halfway through Mountain West, they're sitting at the top of the Mountain West Conference standings. And I remember their last home game, there was a ton of people there. I mean, probably a couple thousand. It was packed. Softball this year, they had one of their biggest attendances of all time against BYU earlier this, just a couple of weeks ago, because all of a sudden they're really good.
I can't believe I didn't think about this earlier, but I'm switching my pick for national title I want. Either men's or women's soccer.
That'd be pretty tight.
We'd have a men's soccer. It's
women, men's soccer's we club. Have a men's soccer club.
Whatever. Let's get a team there. Let's disregard Title IX. Let them win the national championship.
If we're doing that, I'd take baseball. But
okay, yeah, true.
We're not doing that. So,
but even like women's soccer, like
that'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be another one I think be fun, and also fun to have packed all the time.
So now we've actually covered all our bases. But actually, those can get pretty packed. Last year, at least, they got you get a beautiful Saturday Sunday afternoon, some high quality Mountain West play. Those games are fun. I've gained such a love for so many of these non-football, non-basketball sports at Utah State. And, man, it's awesome to watch the success. It's awesome to get out on a Saturday afternoon and watch some softball, or be at the Estes Center on a Wednesday night watching the volleyball team. You know, it's great.
Yeah, I was kind of worried. Like, when I first came here, like, nothing was really – like, football was great, of course. And so we always went to those games. But, like, other games, nothing was really, like, that terrific. And so I think that's kind of why I never really went into, like, journalism immediately, at least partly. And then, like, I was able to, like, get involved, and I got here at, like, right the perfect time where men's tennis blew up, gymnastics blew up, softball's blowing up, and everybody's just doing amazingly well. So maybe that's why I'm having the most fun now. But
it's so fun. I love it.
It's just awesome to be just around. Like, if you get the chance to just meet any of the athletes on these teams, whether it's Kelly White on the softball team, Antoine Robinson, or the West sisters that aren't really sisters on the basketball team, or like Swindells and the rest of the tennis team, like any of those people are like some of the best people you're going to meet at Utah State. Like, that's the coolest thing I think about these teams.
Well, and being with the Aggie family, like, you know, at this point I could go to a, like I went to a men's tennis match a few weeks ago, go there and automatically, you know, I already know 20 people in the building. I've got my Aggie family there. Got people that I've seen at all the other sports, athletes from the other sports. You know, it's just cool. I love it. Good stuff. Aggie sports, man. Maybe we're not competing for any national championships right now, but still fun to watch.
And they're competing for national championships in my heart.
They are the national champions of Daniel's heart and of Jim Nance's heart.
And Tony Romo's replacement's heart. It's a lot of
Trevor.
That's almost mean to say. I was about to say he was Ryan Fitzpatrick's replacement just because he's got the beard. But if you're replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're in a bad place.
Probably like Jimmy Clausen or something.
No, I think that might even be lower. Is there another like bearded quarterback? Andrew Luck. You can be Andrew Luck's replacement. That's a solid.
Just get me in a better O-line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Pancaked.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers has a bad line, too. Actually, you'd like that, though, because that's Packers, though. You can be Aaron Rodgers' replacement. There you go.
Yeah, that works.
And this has been another tangent brought to you by the Jim Nance Show, brought to you by Section 119 Sports, featuring Tony Romo's replacement. And apparently Aaron Rodgers as well.
And brought to you by Taco Bell.
And Herms. Signing out. We will talk to you next week, hopefully, with some more updates on some Mountain West Conference Championships.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Let's clinch.
Oh, yeah. Go Jazz, by the way, tonight. Go Jazz.
Go Celtics, please. Please, go Celtics.